Hello, everybody. Welcome back to Beyond Sunday. And we're looking forward to another episode today with you. Today will be a bonus episode. And so we'll have some content today and some questions, just a little bit more lighthearted and fun today. Hopefully, maybe some questions that will help you to get to know us a little bit better if you don't know us too well already. So we're coming off the heels of Easter weekend, and we had a great whole week from Palm Sunday to Easter Sunday. So I think this is really fitting to just kind of have a nice, lighthearted podcast episode today.
Yeah, something fun.
Yeah, absolutely. So we have some questions we're going to just kind of go through and ask each other, and then we'll see what comes up. So we haven't discussed our answers or anything, and I've gone through some of the questions that we'll discuss. So why don't we get started and dive right in? What do you think?
Yeah.
You ready?
Let's do it.
All right. So a couple easy ones to just start off.
Okay.
What is a favorite way of yours to spend a day off?
Ooh, well, I think it depends on the season and the weather, but I would say time outside.
Yeah.
Except for in winter. But
why not? What's wrong without having time outside out in the winter?
Well, okay. I guess if I'm bundled, I'm okay outside in the winter. But it's such a beautiful day today, and we went for a walk today at the park. That was a lot of fun. I would definitely do that on a day off. Favorite way to spend the day off, being outside with the family, a good coffee in my hand, and just kind of exploring, seeing what's out there. Maybe finding a new little town in Massachusetts.
Yeah.
Going to the shore, being by the ocean or water, just hanging out, having fun, no plans, just kind of seeing where the day takes us.
Yeah.
I kind of love just being spontaneous and not planning things out, but just going for it and just seeing what we see.
So the main thing, just being outside.
Yeah, outside.
Getting
with
some
family.
Good outside time. Yeah, that's
sunshine,
good.
Sunshine, for sure.
Yeah, definitely.
How about you?
It kind of depends. I think, and we kind of balance this pretty well, I think, and it kind of comes up naturally. Sometimes it's nice. I just love to just do kind of like, I say nothing, but just kind of like lounge and it might just be inside, but I definitely love the no plans thing.
Yeah.
You know, unless if we're going to go somewhere, we need to kind of like plan when we're going to leave and if we're taking lunches and, you know, what we're going to do and how long we're going to be there. If it's just like a total recreational activity kind of thing, like that's fine. But I love a good day off where it's just nothing is planned.
Yeah.
Kind of keep the lights off and just lounge, relax, and then just kind of do whatever.
Yeah.
You know? So, but then sometimes, you know, if we have a day like that, then like the next week, then usually it's like, yeah, let's go do something. So, but yeah, usually outside or going somewhere for a drive and seeing someplace new or that we enjoy.
Yeah.
Kind of like some of those places we've talked about. In a previous episode. So yeah, so just kind of like relaxing. I want to be in relaxed mode. I want to be able to just, I don't want to think too much.
Yeah.
I know that might sound selfish or, you know, but I don't want to have to think and make decisions and, you know, all of that kind of stuff.
Just
so just
be...
turn off.
Yeah.
Yeah. So.
Yeah. Sounds relaxing.
That's about the best way I can describe it.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Speaking of coffee, how do you take your coffee?
Black, but around May, it's iced until probably November, October, November. But I love iced coffee.
Okay.
Just black iced coffee. I love hot coffee when it's cold outside, but then as soon as we get like glimmers of like some warmth outside, I want iced coffee all day long.
Yeah. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Well, I'm pretty similar in the sense of hot. I definitely start the day off hot.
Mm-hmm.
I've got to have hot coffee. And then in the afternoon in like the summertime, you know, I might do cold, but I've kind of just gotten more into just always wanting hot coffee because it just, hot coffee goes great with like a little dessert after lunch in the afternoon. And, I love that. So I'm pretty much, black, black only, unless I'm going to do a latte. Sometimes I do a latte in the afternoon with dessert, you know, or as dessert, little sweet,
yeah.
You know, little sweet version of a coffee, but mainly just a black pour over coffee.
Yeah.
A couple of those in the morning, one or two in the afternoon. and then sometimes the occasional, maybe cold brew or latte with a little sweetener in there. So
I never understood how people could drink black coffee.
Yeah.
Because I used to drink it, you know, full of cream and sugar. And then a couple of years ago, you had already been drinking it black for a little while. And I thought, you know what? I'm just going to try to cut out the sugar. So I did. No sugar. Yeah. I still had creamer in it. And then all of a sudden I decided, I'm just going to go for it.
Yeah.
No turning back.
Yeah. Yeah. I don't think I used to, I didn't used to drink coffee. I used to basically have sugar, like a sweet drink.
Yeah.
I tried to wean off of it and do less and less, but that's like,
you just got to take the plunge.
Yeah.
That's what
I ended up doing, just cold turkey.
Mm-hmm.
And one night I decided to do it starting the next day.
Yeah.
But it was like, if I just was at a place where I tried to like plan and schedule it and it just wasn't working. So I just had to do it cold turkey. One night I was like, that's it. I'm going to stop this tomorrow for 1 month.
Yeah.
And the first week was pretty rough, especially from what I heard from my coworkers, like that second and third day. But after I got through that, like midweek, you know, what's that called?
Like
the withdrawals,
because
I mean, it was like all I ever drank was soda, juices, and sweetened up coffee.
Yeah.
This
was years ago.
That was a long time ago.
It was probably like a good 12 years, 10, 12 years
yeah,
ago.
Yeah, that was, yeah, probably. Yeah. And I'll never forget. I mean, and I hit that goal of that 1 month of just straight black coffee, no soda and no juice.
Mm-hmm.
So all I drank was water and black coffee.
How'd you feel?
And so I was a little disappointed. I didn't have that story. I'd heard a lot of guys that did that, they'd be like, oh, I lost like 20 pounds. I lost no pounds, but I felt so much better. Like I felt alert, awake, not tired and sluggish. And you know, that, you know, after you know, the sugar rush and then the sugar slump or the crash and then needing more and then like thinking you got to rely on that all day to keep you awake at work.
Yeah.
And so I noticed a significant difference and just how I felt.
Mm.
But it was cool because I'd never really tried to do anything like that. Well, I mean, I had been with the coffee, but not like overall with, you know, sugar, sweets or anything like that. And so it was a cool accomplishment. But I turned the 1 month, I was like, well, I'm going to keep going with this.
Yeah.
And I went until I just knew that if I ever had soda, it wouldn't become like an addiction again.
Yeah.
Where it was all I would ever drink.
Mm-hmm.
And, but I'll never forget the first time I had a soda after that, which was probably 6 months. I think it was about 6 months after the fact that I finally drank a first can of Diet Coke. And so I hadn't had soda or any, like I had sugar and desserts and stuff, but not in anything to drink. But I hadn't had any carbonated beverages in like 6 months. And I thought my eyes were going to burn out of my my head. So anyways, that is some black coffee, but
black coffee and water.
But that's where it started, black coffee. Yeah. And then, then you joined the effort there and that's all we started. But I was amazed at, that's what started my coffee journey, because then I was like, oh, some of this coffee that I'm drinking black, it that's what it tastes like. Just black,
like nothing.
Yeah, you know, and then I started, you know, testing out, okay, people that drink all these different, you know, kinds of coffee from different regions and, you know, countries, and are there really different flavors, and then doing, you know, coffee in different pouring methods and different brewing methods. And that's what kind of got my whole journey started with that. And I was just like amazed at the kind of, not like flavors like you would in a sugared up soda or, you know, like a vanilla latte, not like that, but like, you know, in the coffee world, they call them notes, the notes, the kind of, you know, subtle flavors that come through and a well-processed coffee bean.
We should just do a coffee episode.
I know.
Don't you
I know. And so, I mean, I say this all the time, I'll still drink any coffee from anywhere. And, but man, when you taste the actual flavor of just the natural coffee bean, you don't need all the sugar and flavor and it's amazing. It's like, it's almost like I describe it kind of like tea, you know, with hot tea, you get just from the leaves in the tea bag, you're getting all those different flavors and coffee is actually very similar based on the region. Like if your coffee beans are from Ethiopia or Guatemala or Colombia or, you know, different places that grow and based on elevation and how they're processed after they're, you know, cultivated and all of these things. And then if they're roasted well and correctly, not burned, which is what, a lot of dark roast, it's not to go into a whole thing, but you get some really great flavor that you don't even, you know. So then I started like, wow, okay. So anyways, black coffee.
Yep.
I like it. I enjoy it. And you can tell. But all right, let's move on then. So if you have any other questions about that, feel free to let me know. And maybe we will just have to, well, I don't think we have to do another one because that kind of was, that was a little mini epi within the, all right, let's move on to another question. What did you want to be when you were a kid? And did you become that or how close did you get?
Oh, well, there were two main things that I wanted to be growing up. For the longest time, I wanted to be a zoologist, study animals, and then work at a zoo.
Okay.
From like my earliest memories till probably like upper elementary.
Okay.
And then after that, I wanted to be an interior decorator, designer. And I'm doing neither of those things, but I...
Yes, she is. Like every other month, she redesigns the inside of her house.
I rearrange furniture. For fun.
Not like a complete remodel and redo, but yeah, rearranging furniture and different things. But it's cool.
There's always a better way.
Yeah.
I love teaching the kids, though.
Yeah.
We homeschool our kids, and I love teaching them about all different things. So in a way, I feel like I am always learning more about animals, plants, the natural world, all kinds of things, and then teaching that to them. So yeah, I'm not working at a zoo, but learning about all kinds of living things and then teaching that to the kids. I love homeschooling. That's probably one of my favorite things that I do in life.
So do you, I think that could be a good conversation, an episode just on homeschooling.
Yeah,
that'd but be fun. A lot of people might question and wonder like, well, do you homeschool because like, you want to be a teacher and you could teach in a school setting because you have this mind of knowing all of these subject matters, or do you find yourself having to kind of remind yourself of the material and information that you're about to teach each day or each week or things like that?
Yeah. So I think it's both. I do have like an educational background because I taught music in a school for a few years and I've taught private piano lessons for years. And then I've homeschooled our kids since the very beginning. Our daughter's in seventh grade and our son is in fifth.
Yeah.
So we've been at this for a little while. So I think any good teacher is constantly learning.
Yeah,
you can only teach people what you yourself know.
Yeah.
But I think like as human beings, we should always be seeking knowledge and wisdom and truth, not just through God's word, but I mean, everything is from God and from his word. So even like the natural world, learning about trees or plant life or ocean life or whatever, or even systems, how things work, how the human body works. There's so much that like there is to learn and know. So as a teacher, I am constantly learning things myself to then teach it to the kids, or we learn together. Like we read books together that I may not know much on the subject, but as we're reading, we're learning together. Yeah. And then I'm getting excited. Oh, that's so cool. I never knew that. And I think that builds excitement in the kids because they're seeing like, oh, our mom is excited about this too. So this actually is pretty cool, you know? And we do a ton of like hands-on stuff together too. Like science experiments, planting seeds together. Like, I'm right there in the midst of everything, getting my hands dirty with the kids. So it's like a group effort. It's not just me instructing them or me lecturing them. It's us doing everything together. Yeah. So it's fun. I like it.
So really somebody that might be interested or thinking about it, but don't know if they're really like a teacher or do I know enough myself that I could teach to others? Really, you know, you don't have to. You don't have to know everything.
No.
And I mean, even teachers in school settings generally have to come up with a lesson plan and turn it into the administrator for a week or a month at a time, however it is.
Yeah.
And so you're reviewing the information, but it really just comes from the passion to educate, you know, from the family and home and hands-on perspective. But there's also, so our, you know, our purview or method is, you know, you're teaching, you're with them and going through lessons with them personally and doing a lot of hands-on stuff.
Yeah.
So they're learning not just by sitting, but also by doing.
Yeah.
But there's also, you know, for those that might, you know, there's a lot of different curriculum, a lot of different material. There's video-based things. Yeah. So there's, and homeschooling has really become such a huge huge thing. It's really grown probably in the last 10 to 20 years and especially even the last 10 years where there's just so much available that really anybody could get into it if they desired. So,
And at all different levels. I don't, you know, some people may be a little intimidated thinking like, well, I don't know what to do or I don't have that time to devote to lesson planning or doing those kinds of things. It's really, you can have it be as much as you're able to do, or, you know, there are so many resources. So that would be a good episode for us to do sometime.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. And even like a lot of colleges are, you know, offering homeschool material that if you go through their program, then you get, you know, breaks on college tuition and things like that. So there's a lot of
cool stuff out there right now.
Yeah. So that'd be good. Maybe, to discuss a little further, but anyways, so that's cool. So you're kind of doing a little bit in a sense of some of the things that you wanted to be when you were a kid. Now as an adult, a little bit.
I think so.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. And then I love taking care of our home. I mean, I feel like my passion for wanting to be like an interior designer back in the day.
Yeah.
I am getting to kind of play that out just in taking care of our home. I love baking and making a warm, cozy environment for the family and guests. So, I think those passions God gave me, you know, when I was younger, but he is fulfilling them in a different way than maybe I would have thought back then. So, how about you?
Well, there was a few different things, but probably the one that would be a surprise to people, because there's, you know, a couple things like I've talked about and people know, but there was one thing that I really wanted to do for a long time. And I don't know why. Other than, well, I guess I could say I know why, but for a long time, I wanted to be a truck driver.
Really?
Yeah. I love to drive. Even to this day, I enjoy driving. I like to drive.
You're really good at
driving. And I just thought it'd be really cool to just drive all the time.
Yeah.
You know? And
are you a little jealous, like when we're on the highway and you see all these?
No, it all changed one day. I think it was my sister Shannon. I can call her out by name. It's okay. But I think, I mean, even when I was still pretty young, you know, maybe like 10, 11 years old, you know, I think we were driving somewhere on a highway. And I think I said something when we were passing a semi truck, or they were passing us, depends on if my mom or dad was driving, but you know, we were by a semi truck and I think I said something about it and my sister said, yeah, but if you are a truck driver, you're always driving and you're never at home. And so you'll never really be around your family, your wife and kids that you may have one day. And then from that moment on, I didn't want to be a truck driver. I wanted to be home with my wife and kids. And I get to do that quite a bit. Mm-hmm. I get to do that quite a bit. When I'm not home, I'm generally about, you know, right next door in my office at the church.
Yeah.
So I'm not too far. So in that sense, I get to do that for sure. So that was one of those little things, though, for a while. I definitely wanted to do.
Wow.
All right. Let's see. Well, speaking of childhood, why don't we go into our childhood? We were both 90s kids.
Yeah. Love the 90s.
We were born in the 80s, but most of our childhood was the 90s. Yep. And some great times back then. Some great hairstyles and fashion.
Oh yeah. Some of that's kind of made a comeback recently.
So yeah. Well, speaking of which, what was a go-to outfit for you in the 90s?
Ooh.
Or what would have been like, you know, a style then that you maybe wore that is, or maybe you wish would or could bring back?
Well, when I think of like my young childhood, early mid-90s, summertime, I was always in like a t-shirt and shorts, like knee-length shorts, usually that my mom would make for me.
Okay.
She would buy material. I'd get to pick the material out. We'd go to the fabric store. She would buy the fabric.
Oh, nice.
And
okay.
Then she would make shorts for me. And, you know, kids grow so quickly. So
yeah,
those shorts would last me like one summer. I'd get to wear them once and then I'd outgrow them. But probably my favorite pair of shorts, I loved Animaniacs and Pinky and the Brain.
Oh, okay.
Loved Pinky and the Brain. And my mom found Pinky and the Brain fabric.
Oh, man.
And made me Pinky
and the
Brain. We
got to bring those back.
I know. If she has them, I should ask her if she still has them.
Oh, I'm going to start praying that, that they are in a box in the basement somewhere and we can find those things. That would be awesome.
Oh, I think I wore those almost every single day in the summer.
Yeah.
That year, she probably had to wash them like every night, but they were my favorite
That's
shorts.
Awesome.
I loved them.
Yeah, there was some pretty awesome, very outspoken style back then, for sure. Well, actually, that's interesting. One thing that I wore a lot, I was always in like basketball clothes, like basketball shorts and t-shirts and basketball sneakers. That's like all I did, you know, was play basketball outside. And so everything I wore was, you know, Michael Jordan or Chicago Bulls or just basketball oriented.
Yeah.
And I had the Michael Jordan jersey and I had his red jersey. And then the Bulls came out with the black alternate jersey. And so I wanted that one. I don't remember if I got them at the same time, but I was like, I always wanted the top and the bottom, like the jersey top and the shorts.
Set. Yeah.
Because generally you'd wear the jersey top, the top with just, you know, whatever shorts. And, but yeah, one year for Christmas, I got the black Jordan jersey edition and then the shorts with them. Mm. I was like pumped. And, I still have those.
Yeah.
And a few years ago, went through that box, pulled them out and gave them to Carson. And so he's got them. I think they're still a little big on him.
Yeah.
I think when I got him, I was probably a couple years older than he is now, but he was wearing them around and that was pretty cool. So, so we need to do that with those Pinky and the Brain.
Oh yeah.
Homemade.
Yep.
Shorts.
An elastic waist. So comfortable.
That is true. That is elastic waist might not be the most
flattering.
Yeah. Yeah.
But when you're a kid, it doesn't,
but
really
they,
matter,
they
right?
are comfortable. Yeah. So yeah, I think that it's one of those things that is great when you're a kid and then when you're older. And, you know, honestly, I think I'm getting to that older stage where I'm like, I'm digging the elastic waist. They are so comfortable. Anyways, we're going to move on from that point of conversation. So any other styles that you remember that like you think or you think, wow, like,
well, this was probably late 90s. I'm going to say 98, 99. My sister, Sarah, and I used to crimp our hair.
Oh, okay. Like, okay.
And, I mean, there were hair crimpers.
Yeah,
that
I remember
it
those.
Looked like a curling iron, but it was, you know, you plug
it
in
I
and
remember,
crimp
yeah.
your hair. Sometimes we would do that.
Yeah.
Sometimes my sister would spend hours braiding our hair in these little tiny, tiny braids. I mean, hundreds of braids. And we would go to bed with those braids and then in the morning take them out and I mean just
that's
like huge.
Yeah, there's a crimped hair.
Huge
yeah.
hair. Crimped, tiny little
that's
crimps.
Awesome.
Yeah, I don't think we have any pictures of that, but I don't think that one should come back. I think that should stay in the 90s.
Yeah, because if you ever see a picture of somebody with that hairstyle, it is so definitive of the era.
Definitely.
That picture came from. Yes. You know, that's funny. I mean, even if you dressed in something from today's day and age, you know, or if they were in a plain shirt that didn't define era, the crimped hair would tell you exactly.
That would actually be a great Halloween costume. Crimped hair,
that
90s.
That could be.
That would be a fun family.
That would
thing.
Be a fun. Yeah, absolutely. I remember even when I was real little, but then for several years, this was something with guys, maybe girls too. I don't know. I just remember my brother did it. And so I wanted to do it. And so I figured out how to do it. But I remember how, like, we cuffed the bottom of our pants.
Oh, yeah.
Where, like, you know, because pants were, like, wide. Pretty wide leg back then, you know, pretty big. And then you would, it almost gave the effect of what, like, jogger pants are today. Mm-hmm. But they would fold the bottom over and then like roll it up. And it gave this like cuff, you know, tight to your ankle. And it had this like fold over and you wanted that to be seen.
What did you call it? Pegged? Didn't they call it pegging your pants?
I don't know. Maybe.
Back then?
Maybe.
Like your pants were pegged?
Maybe. I don't remember the word because I was like, I remember doing it and figuring out how to do it. And my brother showing me how to do it. And I was probably like, in kindergarten and first grade.
Oh,
I mean,
wow.
I was the only kindergarten, like first grade kid with
this is early
cuffed
90s.
Jeans and pants or pegged or whatever you want to call it. Like, yeah, absolutely. So it was just, but like, it's one of those things now, like every once in a while, I'll find myself thinking about it. I'm like, so why did we
do that?
Yeah. But it was kind of cool. It was just a thing. So that was a fun, childhood 90s style back then. All right. Were you a Lisa Frank's girl?
Well, yes, I did like Lisa Frank. I didn't have much Lisa Frank though. I mean, there was Lisa Frank everything.
Yeah.
Like
yeah.
the Trapper Keepers, the backpacks, the lunch boxes, all that. I think I had a few folders and maybe some pencils. You know how like it was big back then to have like, designs on your pencils and like different colored erasers and things like that. I think I had some pencils, but I always liked it. All the girls in my class liked it.
But Trapper Keeper, like that's the key word right there.
Yeah.
Kids today don't even know what a Trapper Keeper is. I mean, that was the best part of school. It was a Trapper Keeper in your Jordache backpack or your Lisa Frank backpack or whatever backpack you had. Yep. Backpacks. Your books, and your Trapper Keeper.
Yeah.
Man, that was like one of my favorite things for back to school shopping was the Trapper Keeper. Trapper Keeper. That was one of the best things to shop for.
So where did you go back to school shopping?
Well, in those days, that would have been in the 90s in Cleveland. So we had a store called Mark's. I think we did some shopping. It would have been probably kind of like an Ocean State Job Lot, or Building 19, or kind of like that.
I don't think we have
maybe a little bit nicer than that, but I'm trying to think. I don't remember. I think that was like an Ohio-based chain, maybe a Cleveland area chain. I'm trying to think. Walmart was just coming out at that time, I think.
Yeah,
so maybe like Kmart.
Yeah, Kmart. We had Caldor. Did you guys have Caldor?
We did not. No.
Caldor and Ames. Did you have Ames?
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
I think we had Ames, but more so Kmart, I think.
And, okay.
But I don't, yeah. I think mostly Mark's.
Yeah. Did your Kmart have a little Caesars inside of it? Like just a little
Oh, you
stand.
Know what? We had a store called Hills. Which was very similar to like a Kmart or Ames.
Okay.
I think we did have Ames, but I think Hills was our version of Ames. It might have been a Midwest version.
Maybe, yeah.
So, I mean, if the internet wants to go and fact check me, I'm not 100% sure, but it was very similar. But they had pretzels and popcorn in the Hills, so I used to love going to Hills.
Yeah.
I'm trying to think. I know when I was more like in high school, there was a Little Caesars, but I think it was that we used to go to. But I don't remember as a kid you know, getting Little Caesars in Kmart. No. Sounds like something I missed out on.
Yeah.
But the popcorn, especially at Hills, I think mm-hmm. when you were under 10 or something, you used to get it for free. So, oh, like, I could get nice. A bag every time. Yeah.
Good memories.
And the pretzels, they were yeah. good. So, good stuff. Where this is where trapper keepers take you. See, like, the trapper keeper is an essential life.
Yeah.
I mean, like, it just, it brings you memories and yeah. really a life journey. It takes you to places, like, that end up getting you pretzels, pizza, mm-hmm. and popcorn, you know? So, mm-hmm. all right. What was your Saturday morning cartoon lineup?
Oh man, I love Saturday morning cartoons. So my mom was awesome with, like we had to do our homework when we got home from school, but there were like certain shows, like after school shows that we liked, but then Saturday morning was just like chill time. Mm. We got to watch the lineup of cartoons and then there were some chores to be done, but I looked forward to Saturday morning
yeah.
every single week.
Of course, you already mentioned Animaniacs.
I loved Animaniacs. I think that was actually on during the week, though. I think we watched that after school.
Oh, okay.
But Saturday morning would have been one Saturday morning.
Yeah.
Did you see that?
Yeah.
One Saturday morning had Doug, Pepper Ann. Well, when I yeah. was, I know I'm a couple years younger than you, Recess.
Yeah.
Trying to think what else. But I loved all yeah. of those. There was this little segment in between that it was like, oh man, I can't remember the name of it, but it was like a yearbook page and they talked all the
oh,
little
yeah,
pictures
yeah.
on the yearbook.
Yeah.
There was a,
yeah.
the teacher and all the different
yeah.
kids talked. I loved that.
I think that was the earlier part of the morning.
Yeah.
Cause I think
oh,
that
I
there
got
were
up early to watch shows.
Cause I was, like you said, I was 2 years older and in that time frame than you, much more mature and advanced. So I think I watched the later cartoons that were,
okay.
but I remember I would watch when like, yeah, like Pinky and the Brain came on, mm-hmm. the Animaniacs, but then it turned into like some shows.
Mm-hmm.
Like In the Heat of the Night.
Oh, yeah, I never saw
and
that.
And there was one other, but I remember as a kid, I loved that. But
so they weren't cartoons, they were like live action.
Yeah, yeah.
Hmm.
I forget what the, there was one other show.
There was a basketball show.
Hanging with Mr. Cooper?
Well, Hang with
or
Mr.
Hang
Cooper.
Time. Hang with Mr. Cooper, I think, was on TGIF.
TGIF, yep.
Which...
Love that.
Yeah, that was... that was a, especially for a basketball guy like myself.
Yeah.
Yeah, I used to love that one.
What's cool now
I think it was Hang Time. That's, yeah.
You can see a lot of these shows now.
Yeah.
Like, stream
yeah.
a lot of them. We
yeah.
haven't really done that, but it's
yeah.
kind of neat that you can do that now.
Yeah, so TGIF, can you quote the lineup?
Okay, well, it changed. There was always like
it
that
did.
Fourth
but like,
show would change.
I mean, the iconic, like the
okay,
legend
so,
of TGIF. What,
I would
like,
say Full House, Family Matters, Boy Meets World. Am I missing one?
You have how many? Four?
Three. There was that show Dinosaurs was on for a
yes.
little while with
yep.
like the, were they animatronic or people inside?
Yeah.
I don't know.
I don't know, which is scary.
Yeah.
I think they were, well, I don't know how they really did it back then.
Yeah. I'm not sure, but that show.
Yeah. So I was looking up, I had the list saved, but
step by step.
Yeah. So I'm trying to pull it back up here real quick.
Yeah, I'm trying to think of what else.
To get the... I kind of pulled it up and then... Okay.
I think Family Matters was first, right? And then Full House.
Yeah. So according to this, it might have started off... I remember as it starting off with Family Matters. But when Dinosaurs came into play, I think that might have kicked it off. But yeah, Family Matters, Boy Meets World... Full House, Hanging with Mr. Cooper, Sabrina,
oh yeah,
Step by Step, Perfect Strangers. Those are the like iconic ones.
Yeah.
There were some others that came in, I think, in like the later mid and late 90s that didn't seem to be what we, you know, like that lineup that we just read, I think are the,
yeah,
you know, there was Sister Sister
oh,
and
yeah.
even a few
That's
other
right.
ones. Like I don't remember some of these other ones, but What was your favorite one?
Ooh, probably Full House. I liked that one a lot when I was a kid. Yeah, that would probably be it.
Yeah, I think. Yeah, I think for me it was Family Matters.
Yeah,
I always liked that. Hanging with Mr. Cooper when that as well. That was good.
Do you miss the fact that now we can watch things like whenever through streaming? Like, did you like that anticipation when we were kids of like knowing, oh, Friday's coming, I get to see my show? Or like if it was a cliffhanger to be continued the week before, like, oh, that part two is going to be in 2 days. Like, do you think that it takes some of the excitement away now that you can like watch episode after episode if you want to?
Yeah. I've had a few nights in my life that I can't get back because of binge watching, but you know, you do that a couple times and then you're like, okay, I'm not going to do that again. You know, it's kind of fun to do that every so often.
When you're sick, maybe.
Watch several in a row or whatnot. But, you know, but at the same time, I think with the streaming, when there is a major cliffhanger, it is kind of nice to be able to like either then or like the next night, you know, watch it instead of waiting for a whole week, you know, but at the same time, that's what television and shows were back then. That's how you did it. Yeah. You had to wait for the next one, and those were only 30 minute episodes with really about 15 minutes of commercials. So you really only had a 15 minute show.
That's true.
And, you know, it's different for kids growing up today.
So when your family was out, like if you guys had to go somewhere and your show was on, would you set the tape recorder to record your show? You know how you could like record on VHS when you were out?
That is against the law.
No.
You are not allowed to do that.
You could do that. Like if you were out and TGIF was on and you weren't going to
I see what you're
saying.
You
could record and then when you got home, you could watch it.
No, I don't think we ever did anything like that. I think we would just, if we missed it, we missed it. Or every so often they would do reruns.
Yeah.
And so, and sometimes they would do reruns at different times.
Yeah, that's true.
And so we would look for that. But if we missed it, we missed it.
Oh, okay. Well, we would always record.
Okay.
We'd set, you know, there's like this special way to set your tape player to record, and wherever we were, I would always just be praying that it was actually recording.
And then
there were a few times.
And then later on, selling those recordings to the neighborhood kids.
Them,
oh, okay. Okay.
Them.
All right. Well, that's good. So, well, yeah, I mean, definitely a fun era that we got to grow up in the 90s. A lot of good stuff. All right. How about a quick answer?
Okay.
Like a rapid fire.
Okay.
Dunkaroos or Gushers?
Oh, Dunkaroos.
Oh.
All the way.
I mean, they're good, but I'm a Gushers guy. That was like my favorite when I got those in my lunch box or bag. The brown paper bag is usually what I had. Not a lunch box, but that's okay. Tamagotchi or Game Boy?
Tamagotchi.
Okay, yeah. I don't think I ever had a Game Boy, but I would have preferred a Game Boy over it. Beanie Babies or Pogs? That's a tough one for
both.
You, yeah.
I had a huge collection of both, so I'm going to have to go with Pogs, though. I loved Pogs.
Okay, I got into Pogs a little bit because I was into, like, I collected basketball cards.
Mm-hmm.
So I got into Pogs a little bit, but they just didn't have the same oomph for me as, like, a Michael Jordan basketball card.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
The hunt for those. All right. Some of those Beanie Babies, though, it was funny. Like, I think a lot of people are still waiting for those Beanie Babies
to be worth a lot of money.
Some of them, I think, are, but I don't think they took off as in value wise. But of course, someone could fact check me, and there's probably some out there that are worth tons of money.
Probably.
But anyways, those are still floating around, though.
Yeah,
those are still around.
I haven't seen
TY
Pogs.
Beanie Babies. Yeah, Pogs. Yeah, that's something we should bring back. I think.
Yeah, that'd
we should bring
fun.
Them back.
We should.
All right. Let's do it. Bring them back, Pogs. All right. And if you don't know what Pogs are, I'm sorry. AOL or MSN?
Oh, I feel like we'd never had AOL, so I'll go with MSN.
Oh, AOL's, I don't know why, but that's where it's at. Anyways, all right. I, I, I th- oh, that was it. I don't think that, I think that's it for my questions. Let's end on a couple serious, more serious in nature. Not like, you know, one personal value or quote that you try to live by.
Jim Elliot said, wherever you are, be all there. And I tell myself that all the time, almost every single day, mentally, physically, I'm here, be here.
Yeah.
100%.
That's good. That's going. For me, I don't know that there's anybody that this can be pinpointed back to, but less is more. That is my daily motto that I try to remember and live by. So less is more. If you can see that, unless it's coffee. So with that being said, hope that helps you to get a little inside view of our upbringing, our background, some things that we like. And this one went a little bit longer, so I'm not going to ask any more questions. But thanks for joining us today.
Yeah,
and until next time, keep it real, stay fly, and don't forget to rewind your VHS tape. Peace out.